For Idaho farmers, the pandemic began with milk rushing down drains and potatoes piled sky high by roadsides. But as Rachel Cohen reports, things didn't stay that way for long.
Last spring, restaurant demand slowed and niche food trends emptied certain grocery shelves. Those tiny changes shifted the entire market for farmers. But soon enough, supply and demand evened out and farmers responded. Potato prices rebounded and so did milk.
We had very good prices at the end of the year and we had a lot of very good yields.
That's Garth Taylor, an agricultural economist at the University of Idaho. He says all those factors combined meant Idaho had the highest net farm income on record in 2020, even during a pandemic.
Then you add on top of that the frosting on the cake.
The frosting on the cake? Government payments. $500 million federal COVID relief dollars were delivered to Idaho farmers, making up 18% of the state's farm income for 2020. But Taylor says Idaho would have broken records even without the subsidies. This year, the USDA expects government payments will fall off and farm income will decline. But Taylor says in Idaho, the thing to watch is milk prices.
That's the 900-pound gorilla that swings Idaho agriculture.
Dairy is the bellwether for Idaho agriculture, accounting for more than a third of the state's farm economy. Rachel Cohen, Boise State Public Radio News.